That's 1-800-675-5904. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your prostate the nutrition it needs. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-675-5904. That's 1-800-675-5904. The program you are listening to is a paid advertisement for Beta Prostate.
103.3 FM ESPN Radio. ESPNDallas.com. Serving Dallas-Fort Worth sports fans everywhere. 103.3 FM ESPN. KESN-FM and KESN-HD1. Allen, Dallas-Fort Worth. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Good morning, I'm Kevin Winter. The Chicago Blackhawks are one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals thanks to Dustin Byfuglien's game winner in overtime last night. Came with 7:36 left in the extra session, and it gave Chicago a 3-2 victory over the San Jose Sharks and a commanding 3-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. For Byfuglien, his fourth consecutive game with a goal, it's also Chicago's fourth consecutive win. They'll host Game 4 tomorrow afternoon with a shot at their first Stanley Cup Finals appearance since 1992. In the meantime, for San Jose, they have this to look forward to. Three teams in hockey history have ever rallied from down 0-3. One of them, though, was the Flyers. They did it last round against the Boston Bruins. Interleague play opened last night around Major League Baseball, and after a slow start to the season, the Dodgers have picked up their play, a 4-1 win last night over Detroit, their 11th win in the last 12 games. And L.A. has moved into a tie with the Padres atop the NL West, thanks to the Mariners and Mike Sweeney.
And the 1-1 to Michael swung on. Well, he ball deep to left field. Hairston to the track, to the wall. Goodbye, baseball! Off the top of the out-of-town scoreboard. High above the Padre bullpen.
Second of the game for Sweeney. He knocked in 6. Rick Riz had the call on 710 ESPN in Seattle. Mariners roll to a 15-8 win over San Diego. Blue Jays hit 6 home runs, all solo shots. Edwin Encarnacion had 3 of them. And Toronto still lost in Arizona, 8-6 the final. Yankees over the Mets, 2-1. Phillies beat the Red Sox, 5-1. Houston 2, Tampa 1. White Sox get 8, scoreless out of Mark Burley in an 8-0 win over the Florida Marlins. Rangers down the Cubs, 2-1. Twins get 7 of the first. They roll past Milwaukee, 15-3. Brad Penny homered for St. Louis. It was a grand slam. But on the swing, he hurt his back and did not return. The Cardinals go on to beat the Angels 9-5. Two homers for Jose Guillen. Royals beat the Rockies 9-2. Reds 7, Indians 4. Oakland beat San Francisco 6-1. Baltimore a 5-3 win over Washington. Brian Vickers done for the NASCAR season because of blood clots in his lungs and his legs. Brett Favre had surgery yesterday on his ankle, a procedure he said needed to happen if they were going to return in 2010.
SportsCenter on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Galloway and Company, weekdays 3 to 7. Talking sports when you need it most.
I think the Rangers, based on all the problems they had, I think it's remarkable. I keep using that word. The season, the way the season is going so far, and people can bring, well, they only beat teams with losing records. Hey.
So what? You got to beat them. On the schedule.
That's a good thing. And I know they're 2-10 against the AL East, but if you look at the circumstances involved, I cannot explain Toronto, you're 1-5 against Toronto. I can explain why you went 1-5 on a road trip to Yankee Stadium in Fenway Park, because the Rangers were not playing well then. They had bullpen problems. This was in April, bullpen
no
problems.
Kinsler.
They were not hitting. The whole thing. Kinsler wasn't playing. But still, overall, it's been a remarkable season.
Your drive home from work is better with 103.3 FM ESPN. ESPNDallas.com.
Hello, everybody. It's the Ben and Skin Show, inviting you to tune in on Monday for what will be a spectacular extravaganza. The Cowboys are about to make a huge mistake, and on Monday, I'll tell you what it is.
That's right, Ben, and on a Monday, we've got to do our patented Case of the Mondays. It's the Ben and Skin Show, right after Mike and Mike, 9 to noon, this Monday on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. with Mike Greenberg and Mike Golic.
Well, that brings pretty much every other team in the NBA into the discussion.
And we have heard our analysts say that Cleveland would not want to do that. Now, and then you made the point, and I agree, if LeBron James has made up his mind he's leaving and he is gone no matter what, then, you know, it would behoove Cleveland to do that and at least get something for it, wouldn't they?
Possibly. And sometimes empty cap space
is
better
to have.
I was going to
say, unless you don't want to get back what other team wants to offer you and you want to keep your own cap space, absolutely. But Cuban, why we're saying he'll get fined, there's a memo there in the league that says any talking about any player before July 1st for that player who's going to be a free agent, the response is either decline comment or it's a no comment. Mark Cuban didn't do that.
Correct.
So Mark Cuban could find himself a little lighter in the wallet, something he's very used to.
Yeah, and that's
NBA.
Fine. Lord knows he has a heavy enough wallet that he's not going to worry about it.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m., only on 103.3 FM ESPN. And now, Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist and head team physician for the Dallas Mavericks. Live from Dallas, Texas, here's Dr. Tio Soriao.
Good Saturday morning, everyone. Welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here, Brendan Smith, Clarence Carter. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great.
Morning, Dot.
Welcome to Inside Sports Medicine, episode 327. Is that our usual intro? Is that AC/DC? I guess it is.
Every week.
Wow. My brain is still fried about from last night. We got a lot to talk about today. A lot to talk about today.
The bliss of marriage.
Every show is titled, and as we go for the next couple of hours, we're going to come up with a title for this, and I'll fill you in. I'll fill you in on what happened yesterday. Well, with that said, we have much to get to. As you know, this is a call-in show, so start getting in line, 214-787-1033. We will do our best to answer your sports medicine questions. Also, we want to talk about a lot of news this week. Apparently, the latest news last night was Brett Favre finally had surgery on that ankle. Goodness gracious, it took him years to finally make up his mind on that. HGH, Dr. Galea thing, continues to expand. And along the same lines, the Landis situation, where he's implicating everybody. We have talked about anabolic steroids from the medical aspect on this show probably for the past 8 years. And it continues to be an issue that just will not go away. There was an analyst yesterday, I believe, on Inside the Lines. It might have been on SportsCenter. I can't remember. Who said that it may be within our genes as a species to cheat. And I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. But we have made an art form out of cheating, especially when it comes to this. Performance-enhancing drugs, PEDs, as they're called. On the text, 71755, go ahead and text us your demographics, a few characters or less, where you're from, where you're listening from, how old you are, what you do for a living. Thank goodness the rocket scientist is with us this morning. So, also the Brian Vickers thing, because there seems to be, let me fill you in if you don't know, 214-787-1033. I'm not a NASCAR guy.
You mean to tell me you're not a gearhead?
I'm a gearhead.
Okay.
I'm just not a NASCAR guy.
Well, the gearhead, yeah, your gears are...
I have different gears.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, so with that being...
And we're still talking about cars, people. Good morning. Good Saturday morning to you.
So, and this is blood clots, something that we talk about in my practice just about every single day, because when I do surgery, we take precautions against blood clots. And there seems to be some, you know, common misconceptions about this, and I just thought that I would just briefly go over it today. Brian Vickers is a Sprint Cup Series driver who has been, I guess, ruled out for the rest of the season because he developed blood clots and some of them escaped to his lungs, and he's on blood thinners, and fortunately he's going to be okay, but his doctors don't want him to drive a race car while on blood thinners. And that makes perfect sense to me. In fact, I don't let any of my players participate in any collision sports if they're on blood thinners for whatever reason. Well, but blood clots, back to the issue of blood clots. Most of the time, a blood clot will develop in the calf. And the dangerous aspect of this is that it can escape to other organs, primarily the lungs or even more vital organs. And as a result, can cause death. I mean, it's called a pulmonary embolus. You can die from a blood clot, and you don't necessarily get a blood clot from surgery. With all of my patients, we take precautions. I'm a knee surgeon. I do 90% lower extremity work. I'm working on one leg, but we take precautions on the other leg. You don't necessarily get blood clots from the surgical procedure itself. You get blood clots from sitting on the operating table for 2 or 3 hours and not moving. The muscles are very important because they play a role in pumping the blood. Well, if the muscles are asleep because you're under anesthetic, especially if you get a muscle relaxant, then the blood has a opportunity to stagnate, and when it stagnates, it clots. And sometime during the recovery period, some of these clots may escape and go to other places. Now, so it's not from the surgery; it's from sitting still. I'm sure you've seen this on the back of airline magazines. There are exercises to avoid DVT, which is deep venous thrombosis, which is another word for blood clot. And these exercises are designed to keep your ankles moving and wet. You can get a blood clot on an airplane. You can get a blood clot in the back of a station wagon if it's cramped. You can get a blood clot. Well, there was an NBC newscaster that was overseas in the Gulf War, and he got a blood clot from being in the back of a Humvee and died. So you get it from sitting still. There are situations that make your blood thicker. So if you're dehydrated, your blood gets thicker. There are various genetic conditions. Anyway, if you catch it early, wow, that's great. If you catch it early, then the treatment is blood thinners. Well, if you're on blood thinners, you really can't be in a race car. You can't be in any kind of collision sport. And as a result, if you do get something that makes you bleed for whatever reason, like a mild head injury, well, you can have bleeding in the brain because you're on a blood thinner. So that's the issue with Brian Vickers. We were talking about it before we came on the air, and I just thought that I would kind of get that cleared up early. So with that being said, let's continue with this with the text, 71755. Keep your text coming in, your demographics. I guess the hula dancer is listening. And let's go to John. Hey, John, good morning. You are on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Sorio.
How are you?
Doing great, except for my Achilles.
Talk to me.
I'm a runner, and approximately 8-10 months ago, started having continuous problems with my Achilles being sore, and I just continued to run through it. But a couple of 3 months ago, I looked up on the internet, and they said that possibly, you know, I could have end up with a ruptured Achilles, which I don't want.
That is the one injury that I personally fear the most, because not because it's so painful, but because you're laid up for so long. So I every time I go out in the backyard and play basketball with my son, I am scared to death that I'm going to rupture an Achilles.
What precautions can I take? I mean, can I keep running? If it's going to go, is it just going to go anyway? I mean,
No. All right. Well, there's a very important distinction that needs to be made here. There are a few things that can happen to an Achilles, and often we in the lay world call them all tendonitis. Oh, it's Achilles tendonitis. Well, no, it's not. There are three very, very fine points that differentiates the three problems. Only one of the three problems that happens to an Achilles is associated with rupture. Now, let me back up. And that's something called Achilles tendinosis, which is a degenerative condition of the central most fibers of the Achilles tendon. And it's one of the things that ended Larry Bird's career. He had Achilles tendinosis after running up and down the court for 17, 18 years. And the central most fibers of the Achilles tendon, which actually looks like a rope, it looks like a fiber optic cable, degenerate and they start to break internally. And your Achilles not only gets sore, but it also gets thicker because you get internal scar tissue. Well, Achilles tendinosis is associated with rupture. The other Achilles problems typically are not. So probably the first thing that you need to do, and this is subtle, and I'll tell you, a lot of doctors miss this. You may have to go to a special sports doctor or a foot and ankle specialist to tell you the difference between tendinitis and tendinosis. It's a very subtle difference. But I'm guessing just by the duration of the symptoms that you're probably in the Achilles tendinosis category. Now, again, how old are you, by the way?
48.
Yep. I'll bet money that's what you have. You're the right age. If you were telling me you were 28, less likely that you have tendinosis. It's less likely to have a degenerative condition at that age.
I can feel the knot, you know, on the outside of the Achilles, and you know, it's very sore.
Oh, then that's what you got. You need to go get it checked out because you're on the right track. And I would not try to run through it because you're just doing some more damage. My experience with Achilles tendinosis is if it does heal, man, it takes a long time. Months. So, so what can you do? There are a lot of things that I can tell you to do, but they're all predicated on an accurate diagnosis. So first step is, why don't you email me when we're done? Just Google Texas Sports Medicine, go to Ask Doc section, email me, and we can discuss it a little bit further, and I can give you some direction as to where to go and what to do. But the most important thing about your question is the difference between Achilles tendinitis and Achilles tendinosis. Thanks, John.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Man, that was kind of heavy for the first segment, wasn't it? Tendinitis, tendinosis. Last week, Clarence, before you were, when you were gone last week, I actually said prepubescent at 8:20.
Wow, that is very heavy.
That is a heavy word to use at 8:20.
All right. PM even.
Yeah.
It's still a heavy
That's
word.
That's right. Prepubescent. All right, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. Get your phone calls in, 214-787-1033. Also, the text, 71755. This is Dr. T.O. Soriol on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225 or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute, technology with a healing touch.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
Your home for Major League Baseball.
Score! A home run!
The NBA.
For three. Bang! Good!
And the BCS.
10-5! Touchdown!
This is ESPN Radio.
Have you noticed your neighbors getting a new roof? Have you seen yard signs from roofers in your neighborhood? Hey, it's Frito here, and listen, if your roof is more than 7 years old, there's a good chance your roof is damaged and needs to be replaced. You need to call Decker Roofing for a free, no-pressure, no-obligation roof inspection today. Call them right now, 877-6-FIX-IT-NOW. If you do need a new roof, they will handle the insurance process for you. Many people think that insurance companies are going to automatically raise your rates when you file a claim. That's simply not true. If you file a claim that's weather-related, the insurance company will not raise your rates. Do not wait till you see the signs that you need a new roof. Don't wait for the water damage. Don't wait to see the leaks. And you know how I like to be energy efficient, so when you call my buddy Andrew at Decker Roofing, ask him about the upgrade to a radiant barrier. And if you call Decker Roofing today and you contract for a new roof, you're going to be entered into a drawing for a Caribbean vacation for two. Plus, everyone who gets a new roof is going to get up to $250 on an American Express gift card. But you got to hurry. The drawing closes June 5th. Once again, that's Decker Roofing at 877-6-FIX-IT-NOW or online at DEKAroofing.com.
You gotta get down to Hooters. Have a drink, catch the game, get yourself some awesome wings. It's the place to do your thing. You gotta get down to Hooters. Here she comes, a girl next door, hanging with good friends and more. Come on, what you waiting for? You gotta get down to Hooters. So get on up and get on down.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWayne's Burger, Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com SportsCenter desk.
Good morning, I'm Brendan Smith. This SportsCenter update is brought to you by ESPNDallas.com. The Byron Nelson is through two rounds at TPC. The top of the leaderboard is crowded with Cameron Beckman and Blake Adams tied for the lead at 10 under. Jason Day sits at 9 under, while Jeff Overton and Steve Elkington are both minus 8. But stealing the headlines is 16-year-old Jordan Spieth out of Jesuit High School. He becomes the sixth youngest player to qualify for a PGA event. Spieth is at 3 under. Here is Spieth on his plans for the weekend.
Just stay consistent, get on the green, give yourself as many chances as you can. And, you know, I wish a few more dropped. There were a few out there that definitely could have fallen, but that's golf.
To the diamond, the Rangers win their fifth straight as they take care of the Cubs 2-1 in Arlington. Colby Lewis picks up his fourth win of the season, and Neftali Feliz nabs save number 12. The Rangers remain four games up on the A's in the West. It's Derek Holland on the mound tonight in Game 2 of the series. First pitch is at 6:10. The NBA is looking into possible tampering violations from Mavericks owner Mark Cuban after he made comments about the Mavs having interest in bringing in LeBron James via sign and trade. Cuban was asked about the potential violation, and he responded, quote, "It's not tampering, not even close," unquote. Now, there are rumors that LeBron James and Kentucky head coach John Calipari will head to a new city together, but James' business partner named Maverick Carter denies the rumors and says that LeBron wants to win a championship, not pick his next coach. Now, on the court, Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Magic and Celtics is in Boston tonight. Boston leads that series 2-0. We have the game right here. Our coverage begins at 6:30. And finally, hockey. The Hawks beat the Sharks 3-2 in overtime. They take a 3-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. I'm Brendan Smith, ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com, taking DFW sports coverage to the next level.
Don't break the bank. For a limited time, get something for practically paying nothing at your closest North Texas Honda dealer, ntxhonda.com.
SportsCenter, every 20 minutes on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando? I remember long ago when I had a starry night like this.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. That was ABBA, right?
Yeah, yes,
buddy.
Indeed.
Yeah, buddy.
Did they not write the soundtrack to your
life? Is
there
any question it's ABBA? This is beautiful. We should just listen to this for an hour.
We should. Mm. Oh, gosh. There's going to be a theme to this show today, and I think that this is the first hint of that theme. I'll tell you about it as we continue. I just can't help but chuckle. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Amazing to me. Every line is full and it's only 8:25. I got a compliment, and I'm not very good about taking compliments, but I received a compliment a couple of weeks ago from one of my patients who says that he has a running group and they're always out running on Saturday morning and they all have their headphones in and they listen to the show while they're running on Saturday morning. So if you guys are out there, good luck. It's a little bit humid this morning. But we started talking about Achilles tendonitis, and that was just happened to be the very first call we had this morning. And then the phones are just going crazy. Everybody seems to have Achilles problems. And I've said this before on the show, and I said it in the first segment. It is the injury that I fear the most. Now, I've had pretty much every injury. I've dislocated a shoulder. I've blown out my ACLs, both knees. I've rolled my ankles so many times, it's not even funny. But the one injury that I fear the most is an Achilles rupture. Not necessarily because it's such a painful thing, but because the recovery is relatively long and cumbersome. I mean, you've got crutches, you've got boots, you've got surgery, you've got rehab. Oh my gosh, that is the one thing that I absolutely don't want. So with that being said,
hey, Doc, you said you had a shoulder dislocation.
I did.
What's the other one where there's the dislocation that's really painful, right?
Right. And then there's subluxation where okay. It comes to the edge but then pops back in.
Okay.
And then there's a shoulder separation.
That's the one I'm thinking
of.
That
has to do with the collarbone. And we'll talk about that. That's an interesting thing. Hey, Sharon, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning. I listen to you every Saturday. So thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for listening. I'm very flattered by that.
Yes, I just recovered from Achilles tendinosis. I had it for over a year.
Yep.
And it just healed, I guess, back the first part of the year.
Yep.
And I'm afraid to do aerobics and that sort of thing. I'm afraid that it may reoccur. Is that potentially a possibility?
Yep.
Oh, God.
You know, this is I wish I could sugarcoat it. Here's the thing. Achilles, and we got to talk about the anatomy. About the anatomy. I know it's Saturday morning, and I know it's a little early, but this is a concept that most people can grasp.
Okay.
The the Achilles, which all of us can feel. Just feel in the back of your ankle, and every single one of you can feel your Achilles. You know you know where it's been. It's your Achilles heel. You've heard about it since you were a little kid. Now,
right. The
Achilles tendon is made of fibers, and it looks just like a fiber optic cable. It's made up of millions and millions of fibers. And the problem with Achilles tendinosis, ultimately, is a blood supply issue. The fibers in the very central core of this tendon don't get much blood supply. And if you don't have much blood supply, you don't have much nutrition. When you're young, it doesn't matter. The fibers are healthy. They're flexible. Youngsters don't get Achilles tendinosis. It's us older athletes that get Achilles tendinosis. Because now when the fibers break, for lack of a better word, because of too much running or too much jumping or too much athletic activity. It's always too much. You know, sedentary people do not get Achilles tendinosis. So one thing you've got going for you is you've probably been active your whole life, and that's good. That's great. But when those central fibers break, because there's not much blood supply, it is awfully hard for them to heal, which is why it takes a long time. Eventually, enough nutrition will seep in and it will heal those central most fibers. The problem is, and which hopefully is the answer to your question, the fundamental problem is still there. You still don't have a good blood supply. So can it recur? Yes. Can I put a number on it? No. So usually when my long distance runners, and that's typically the people that I see that have Achilles tendinosis, are the people that run, 20, 30 miles a week, that kind of thing, and they've been doing it their whole life. Typically I'll say, look, you can go back to running, but I would go back to recreational running. I would go back to 2 or 3 miles every other day, just to keep your hand in it. But if you try to go back to 20, 30 miles a week, chances are it might come back.
Okay, but so there's nothing that you can do to prevent it? I mean, like preventive-type measures?
Flexibility is good.
Okay.
I think stretching is very good because a lot of that scar tissue that forms to heal needs to be stretched. I think also that if during this healing recovery phase you put on a couple of extra pounds, as most of us do when we're not active, you need to lose those some other way before you get back to running. So don't say, all right, look, I've gained 10 pounds. I need to get back on the street so that I can lose it. No, big mistake. Then for sure it'll come back.
Okay.
And make sure you've got good shoes. I mean, I just cannot emphasize that enough. You've got to have cushion.
Okay, I'm doing Pilates and yoga now.
Oh, I'm good with that. I think it's great.
Okay.
Oh, no. Well, chances of coming back at that point. How did you get it, by the way?
I don't know. It was spontaneous. The orthopedist said, well, I don't know. I play golf. That was the only thing that I had really been doing for a while, and I was doing aerobics, and that was about it.
Wow. Well, I bet you if you dig back far enough, you find there's some reason for it.
I was a runner. Yeah, I used to be a runner.
There you go.
And I used to run on hard surfaces. So,
on the street. Well, keep listening, Sharon. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, let's go to Ken. Hey, Ken, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine. Ken? I guess we lost Ken. All right, let's just shift gears altogether. Is it Byron Nelson this weekend? And by the way,
just so you know, across the street, there's this thing called the HP Byron Nelson Championship. It's literally across the freeway. As a matter of fact,
you can see
the traffic starting to build up if you just look out the window as people are attending. So, yeah, I think that Byron Nelson thing is this weekend.
I'm so sorry. Yes, it is.
Doc,
it is.
You live in Dallas. You've lived in Dallas for what, 30 years, 20 some odd years?
You know how many
times
I've gone.
You know when the Nelson is.
I've gone a million times to the Byron Nelson. Back in my younger days, that was the thing to do.
Oh, it's still the thing to do. You're just not young.
Thank you. Thank you. I was going to make a comment on that soundbite that Brendan played, that 16-year-old kid from Jesuit.
Oh, yes, Spieth. Am I saying that right?
Spieth with
Spieth.
A T-H.
I hope you play that again for your next Sports Center. That is the most composed soundbite. I'm not sure that I can come up with something.
Oh, it was
like
great because he was actually on Galloway and Company yesterday, and he sounded like he's up in his 20s. Just he's been there millions of times, and he's just very, very smooth, very, very composed.
Unbelievable! Wow, what a great story! Very proud of that. So with that being said, let's go to Doug. Sounds like we've got a golf question. Hey, Doug, good morning.
Hey, Dr. Soriel, first kudos because you've worked on one of my knees.
Okay.
So I've got a different problem, and, of course, I called because of the Byron Nelson. I've got a golf issue. I took a swing with a 9-iron and unfortunately hit a root.
Ouch.
And now I've got a problem that in my left elbow going down to my ring finger and pinky finger,
yep,
they're like asleep all the time.
Yep. It's called ulnar neuritis. It's your funny bone. It's your nerve.
The nerve. How do I fix that, or what do I do to fix it?
Wow. Well, first of all, you need a more accurate diagnosis than a radio show. So I'm happy to see you next week if you want to. Once you have established the diagnosis that that's what it is, because your funny bone is it's actually a nerve. It's a structure, and it's a pretty good sized structure, and it's right there under the skin. If baseball pitchers get this a lot, by the way, especially the ones that have poor mechanics when they throw, they get ulnar neuritis quite a bit. And it's not at all unusual for us in the orthopedic world to have to do what's called an ulnar nerve transposition because of the mechanics of, well, just think about exactly what happened to you when you hit the root and you kind of hyperextended your elbow to the outside. Well, you tug on that nerve. When you tug on that nerve, it loses some of its sensory function, and that nerve supplies the pinky and actually half of the ring finger. I'm not sure it supplies the whole ring finger, but half the ring finger. So you can get numbness and tingling in that distribution. Well, it's going to take a while for that numbness and tingling to decline, but again, I can't do this on the radio. You're going to have someone look at you. Back to the baseball pitcher thing. If you've got the poor mechanics and you're throwing sidearm, you're constantly tweaking that ulnar nerve. So often they get this numbness and tingling, and it becomes a chronic issue. So we go in there and surgically move the nerve so that it's not under tension every time they throw. It's called an ulnar nerve transposition. I think I've got two of those coming up next week. But It is a relatively common problem, and some people get it in their sleep and they can't sleep because they tingles and whatever. I just can't give you any more advice on that on the radio, Doug. So at some point, one of us has to see it.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
I'll try and set that up. Thanks a lot.
Have fun today.
All right. Bye.
All right. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, 214-787-1033. When we come back, I'll tell you more about the theme for today's show. Also, I hate doctors. I'll tell you why. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com. Equip your Napa know-how with some of the best tools at the best prices May 21st and 22nd at the Napa Auto Parts on Military Parkway. Get huge discounts on great hand tools like a 7-piece flex head gear wrench for just $34.99. Get a 116-piece tool set for just $49.99. The biggest tool sale of the year is happening May 21st and 22nd at 3033 Military Parkway in Mesquite.
So, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know.
You are so hard to read.
Are we having a fight in the convenience store?
I just wish you were more like this new Coors Light cold activation window.
It's a hole in the box, Rob.
Look, it's a window to refreshment. I know the beer is cold before I buy it because I can see the mountains are blue on the labels.
Fine, then get the Coors Light and invite your friends over tonight.
That's a great idea. I will.
The new cold activation window from Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Can you feel it?
Kobe will fade and shoot, and he scores at the buzzer!
The NBA playoffs are on.
Colorado steal and jam!
ESPN Radio. Ram's legendary available Hemi V8 gives you the power to do more. Its class-exclusive available Ram Box Cargo Management System lets you stow more. Its trailer sway control lets you tow more. And its incredible torque lets you haul more. So it's only fitting that the Built for Texas 2010 Ram Lone Star Edition lets you, well, brag more. Ram 1500, the most awarded Ram truck ever. And now you can do even more in the all-new Ram Heavy Duty with available Cummins Turbo Diesel power, making it the 2010 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Ram. During the Memorial Day sales event, finance through GMAC and get $4,500 total cash allowance on the Ram 1500 Crew Cab Lone Star Edition. Based on Automotive News classification, financing for qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 6/1/10. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Your son's the best. No, he's the best of the best. Elite. Unstoppable. Look out, world. Here he comes. But less than 1% make it. Few become elite. Well, I've got something to say about that. They say all these athletes could never get an academic scholarship. Well, my friend, Kaplan has something to say about that. And they say all these athletes can't get noticed. National Collegiate Scouting Association and a network of 3,500 college coaches have something to say about that. And they say you can't train speed and explosiveness. A team of 15 current NFL stars and coaches have something to say about that. 4 nights, 5 days, elite football training camp by day. SAT, ACT. Training, leadership, and life training by night, all supervised by actual professional franchise team physicians. Journey begins at Georgia Tech, June 7th through the 11th. I'm Ray Lewis, 360 Football Academy. That's my legacy. 360footballacademy.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the NorthTexasHondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
And a good morning to you. I'm Brendan Smith. This update is brought to you by ESPNDallas.com. The Rangers welcomed the Cubs to the ballpark last night for the start of a three-game set. Colby Lewis went 6 innings, giving up just 1 run. Vlad Guerrero and Nelson Cruz both doubled in runs in the fourth. The Rangers get a 2-1 win over Chicago. Manager Ron Washington was glad the Rangers handled the low-scoring ballgame so well.
When you got a pitcher out there that's not allowing you to bang them around the yard, you have to play baseball the way it's presented to you. And tonight it was presented where we had to play a 2-1 ball game.
Game 2 of the series is tonight at 6:10 out at the ballpark. Now, around the league, Astros pitcher Roy Oswalt has asked the organization for a trade. Oswalt is 2-6 but has a 2.6 ERA for the last place Astros. The Byron Nelson at TPC finished up round 2 yesterday. Cameron Beckman and Blake Adams are set atop the leaderboard at 10 under. Defending champ Rory Sabatini is 5 shots off the lead at minus 5. But it's Jordan Spieth stealing the headlines, a 16-year-old high school junior out of Jesuit. He shoots 3 under and becomes the 6th youngest player to qualify for a PGA event. Here is Spieth sounding very, very composed.
Just stay consistent, get on the green, give yourself as many chances as you can. And, you know, I wish a few more dropped. There were a few out there that definitely could have fallen, but that's golf.
Now to the NBA, Mark Cuban is in a familiar place. Is the NBA not real happy with him? They're looking into comments the Mavericks owner made about the Mavs' potential interest bringing in LeBron James via a sign and trade. The league could view those statements as tampering. Now, sad college basketball news. Former Texas Longhorn center Dexter Pittman left the NBA Combine yesterday after his brother was shot and killed in Katy, Texas. Darius Pittman was 15 years old. In the Arena Football League, it is the Dallas Vigilantes and the Chicago Rush at 7:30 in Dallas. I'm Brendan Smith, ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com, taking DFW sports coverage to the next level.
Don't break the bank. For a limited time, get something for practically paying nothing at your closest North Texas Honda dealer, ntxhonda.com.
Sports Center, every 20 minutes on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here, Clarence Carter, Brendan Smith. ABBA. What a great movie that Mamma Mia was a couple years ago. Wasn't that a great movie?
Indeed it was. Well, I can't say that I know for a fact. I know you know.
Oh, yeah.
Firsthand. Oh, yeah. Me, on the other hand, I'd have to take your word for it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Seems like they were pretty popular. What is this, like 75, 76?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, it was probably in the... Look, ABBA was real popular.
Yeah, they were big.
And they've... there's two guys and two girls. I don't know if they were married to each other or whatever, but the guys have gone on and they've created this play and the movie and turned it into a billion-dollar business.
So the guys did that?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Hey, now, there's a guy playing the guitar, and... You have to see, I guess you have to see the video. If you want to go on YouTube, you can. But he looks like one of the kids from the Partridge Family or something like that. I don't know his name.
Is this an ABBA question?
Yes, okay. It's an ABBA question.
I'm not an ABBA expert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a theme.
Well, this morning when you said you wanted some ABBA and you started naming off all those songs and you pulled out your iPod and you had a whole album of ABBA, what else was I supposed to think?
Of course. There's a theme that I'm going to tell you about as we go on Inside Sports Medicine this morning. Welcome back. Welcome to the show. 71755 is the text. Keep your demographics coming in. We haven't had any lately. Trinity Trojan football is just around the corner. That's coming from 6493.
Someone that lives in Euless.
Is that where the school is?
Yes.
Okay.
I heard an interesting fact the other day that Trinity High School was initially supposed to be a college, and because it was not large enough, mm-hmm. didn't have enough room for it to meet the college minimum for capacity or student enrollment, they turned it into a high school. And the high school itself, I've never been to Trinity, the high school itself is actually made more like a college campus where all the class, you have to go outside to get to your classes. There are no like really inside hallways and things like that. So very interesting.
Very cool.
I thought it was just because there was a high population of Tongans and they're very large humans, so they just needed more room.
Very, very interesting tidbit. That's Clarence Carter. Thank you very much. 214-787-1033, your questions. And 2986 sends a very interesting text this morning. Dear doctor, well, he didn't say dear doctor, just doctor. Have you heard the debate that it's better to run barefoot versus wearing shoes? It is a feature on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. Great question.
And I was reading a men's health magazine earlier this week, and they had like the top five running, and it could have been an older issue, I'm not sure, but they had like the top five running shoes that are made like that, with the barefoot running shoes.
Yep.
So I have that same question. I'm interested to hear this.
Well, actually, we've talked about it before. My feelings are very concrete on this subject. I think that there is a reason why we have a multi-billion-dollar running shoe company, running shoe business, running shoe industry, and it is because running in bare feet is not a good idea. Now, if you want to do that, if you have to do that because you don't have enough money to buy some shoes, go for it. Just keeps people like me busy, keep the podiatrist busy, keep the orthopedist busy in the stress fracture industry running and MRIs and all that. I have seen a ton of injuries associated with this new trend, and I think it's just going to be a trend. I think at some point the injury rate is going to get out there in the public world, and people are going to go back to wearing shoes. I mean, this is the silliest thing. Is there a debate? No, not really. No, I don't think there's a debate. This is pretty cut and dry. You know, one of the things that we talk about, heck, we talked about Achilles tendinosis this morning, and one of the things that I told people to do is make sure you've got good shoes that have some decent cushion. Imagine running 30 miles a week with no cushion. Oh my gosh, everybody's going to have Achilles tendinosis. This is the silliest thing. I can't believe Bryant Gumbel's devoting a whole hour to it.
Well, now when you're running with a regular shoe, that essentially helps you to absorb, because I know with me, I have a lot of lower back pain.
Right.
Because I'm a heel toe guy. When I run, I'm not on my toes a lot. So if you're running barefoot, then you're not giving your body a chance to.
Correct. Well, there are a couple of issues at play here. One is very few of us have normal mechanics of our feet. Some people have high arches. Some people have low arches. Some people have no arches. Some people have everybody has different feet, and very few of us have absolutely normal anatomic feet. And if there are any mechanical abnormalities with your feet and you are involved in repetitive impact activity, such as running, then these mechanical disadvantages are going to manifest themselves in some form of injury. And that injury could be acute, like you can get an acute tendonitis or a stress fracture, or it could be chronic. You could develop arthritis when you're 50 in your feet because you have these abnormal mechanics. So the purpose of shoes, the purpose of orthotics, the purpose of the folks at Luke's Locker and places like that is to help you correct some of the abnormal mechanics by using inserts or using a specific type of shoe. We don't tell our long distance runners to run in basketball shoes. You're not going to go out and run 5 miles in sprinter's cleats because they're not made for that. So why would you even think that bare feet are made for running marathons? It just makes zero sense to me. So with that being said, before we went on break, I've actually made this comment many times in the past. I try not to let it be known publicly, but I hate doctors. I don't hate going to the doctor. If I'm sick, I'll tell you, that's the first thing I'm doing is going to the doctor. I'll be there before he opens at 7 in the morning. If I'm sick, I'm going to the doctor. I have no problem going to the doctor. And I have no problem with our profession. I love our profession. I come from a long line of doctors. My uncles were all doctors. On my mother's side, they were all hospital administrators. I essentially was raised in a hospital. In fact, I clearly remember the story where my uncle would take me with him to make rounds. And this was way back in the old days. This was back in the 50s, believe it or not. And they had a tricycle for me at the hospital. So they had it was a light green colored tricycle. And he would be making rounds, and I would be riding my tricycle down the hall behind him. And it was a Catholic hospital, so they would have novices like the Flying Nun. They were responsible for following me around, making sure that I don't get in trouble. I'll never forget these stories. I mean, I was literally raised in a hospital. Having said that, the other day, we, and doctors just amaze me,
There's such internal competition. And I don't understand why we're competing with each other. There's such internal competition. Egos and what have you. And there's also competition between specialties, you know, your orthopedist versus a neurosurgeon versus whatever. Look, there are sick people out there. There are injured people out there. We need to be helping the patients. That's how I see it. That is absolutely how I see it. That's how I was brought up. That's how I want to do it. But not all of them do it like that. So, and referring doctors always throw this in your face. So, got a phone call the other day. This was in the office. A patient called, injured herself at work, had an injury to her wrist, and there was a debate as to whether she needed to be seen right away or it's something that could be seen next week. So my assistant came to me and I said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you call the referring doctor and find out what exactly she has in mind, and I'll accommodate whichever one she wants. So we got the referring, it was a woman doctor, and a lot of women doctors have chips on their shoulders anyway. I don't understand why, but we're going to call this the Let's Offend Everybody show. And so she got on the phone, and it was almost as if she was upset that I was getting her on the phone. And I said, I'm Dr. Soriel. There seems to be some debate as to when you want me to see this lady. And she copped an attitude. She goes, there is no debate. You're going to see her right away. And it was unbelievable. So I said,
she charged you up.
Oh my God. It was, she said the wrong thing
to the wrong somebody
at the wrong time of day. So, I mean, I was going out of my way. I had a really busy day going, and I was trying to accommodate this patient and said, look, if you need to be overbooked, I will get you in today. But if it's something that can wait till next week, I'd just as soon it wait till next week. And this lady, there is no debate. And I said, listen, I'm trying to help your patient here, and I don't appreciate your attitude.
So you threw it back.
I did. I threw it back. I said, I don't.
So she served it up, and then you returned the serve.
And then she threw out, well, I'll just send my patient somewhere else then. I'm sorry. Is that meant to hurt me? Aren't we trying to take care of the patient? Isn't that, she completely lost focus of why we were having the conversation. The conversation was to try to accommodate this lady with a broken wrist. And obviously she's, when one of my kids gets hurt, when one of my players with the Mavericks is injured, I'm sending them to the best person I can send them to, period. And I've spent years doing this research just to figure out, you know, Dr. Neil Williams, he's our ENT. He's the one that put the metal plate in Jet Terry's orbit after he had the facial fracture. And Jet was back playing in 7 to 10 days, which was absolutely miraculous. I sent him to Neil Williams because I think Neil Williams was one of the best at this particular problem. And that is how I see referrals. If I'm sending someone to another doctor, it's because I think they're really good at it and they're better than I am at this thing. Well, so you throw back this, well, we'll just send our patient somewhere else. Who are you hurting there? I didn't get it. I didn't get it. And doctors pull that card all the time. I've never been one to shake hands and kiss babies when it comes to referring physicians.
I'm really glad you said kiss babies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's one of those things where who was it that said an educated consumer is my best customer? That's the way it is in our world. In the world of orthopedics, our guys, our patients, they're pretty intelligent. They've done their homework. They're going to go to see a specialist in that particular problem. And if you don't know where to go, that's why you listen to a show like this. All right, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. You're listening to Inside Sports. Hey, we did not play our soapbox music.
You're right.
We did not play our soapbox
music.
See,
here's the thing, though. I personally think that when you get on a soapbox, it's just best to listen to it and not trick it all up. That's all.
All right, well, I appreciate that. All right, we've got all kinds of people teed up on the phone. 214-787-1033, 71755. Robert, you're going to be the first one we come back, so hang in there. Also on the text, 71755, keep them coming in. More of this ABBA episode of Inside Sports Medicine. I'm Dr. T.O. Soriel on 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
The NBA on ESPN Radio. The battle in the Eastern Conference Finals continues as the Magic pack their bags and head north to Beantown for Game 3.
That's a big ticket on that move, Dr. Jack.
Yes, indeed.
Boston does the unthinkable and takes the first two games on the road. The Magic now have to press for a Game 3 win or face a possible sweep. The Magic and Celtics, Game 3.
Brought to you by your local Toyota dealers.
Tonight on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Ben and Skinner taking their show on the road.
Brought to you by Jose Cuervo, Tradicional Silver.
Catch them Wednesday at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller. It's the Buffalo Wild Wings Blazin' Challenge Tour. Register to win a dream backyard from Bradford Backyards, including a 150-square-foot flagstone patio, built-in fireplace, built-in grill, outdoor brick pizza oven, and kegerator.